Today, as we celebrate, pray, and reflect upon looking, hearing, and listening about the ascension of our Lord, how it happened, the source of all the information came to us through the apostles, through the gospel. 40 days after his resurrection, the Lord ascended into heaven. And that's what we heard from the gospel today, and also from other gospels. You know, the four gospels agree the exact place, the exact time, and what happened, how it happened, the death and resurrection of our Lord. They were very precise, the location, how it happened. But the ascension of our Lord, they did not tell us exactly where it happened, but they told us how it happened. He was taken up to heaven. And the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, as you've heard, it was very clear. Where it happened was when he was with his disciples. Immediately, in their eyes, he was taken up to heaven. He just vanished out of their sight. So what's now the meaning of the ascension of our Lord to each one of us? What does it signify, especially to our Christian life, especially also to the promise that the Lord has made to each one of us, inheriting everlasting life? The first, when we pray and reflect upon the ascension of the Lord, what comes to our mind is always, in his risen body, Christ entered into the world of the divine. You remember this, the Gospel of John, the first one, when he opened his Gospel saying, he was with God, and then the Word was God, and the Word was God. That means he was there from the beginning, in the eternity. He just came in the mystery of the incarnation. He assumed flesh and became like us humans. But before, he was completely divine. And in the first chapter of the Hebrew, it says that God spoke to us through our ancestors and the prophets. But at the end of the time, he wanted to speak to us directly. And he sent his only son. But before assuming human flesh, he was completely divine. He was God. He wasn't here. Now, after the resurrection, he returned back to where he was before. And it also signifies a meaning that the significance to each one of us in our lives as Christians is that it brought to completion and perfection, the resurrection. So he was raised. He's fully divine, assuming also human flesh. Now he lives in eternity. The second is a promise that has made to each one of us. As he ascended, we will also be ascending to the Father to have eternal life, to inherit that eternal life, to join the communion of saints. So he has shown us, he has given us an example, or he has shown himself as he ascended, we will also be ascending. Because in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, it says, I came to give them life, and that life is full, the fullness of life. That fullness of life doesn't end here on earth. It continues. So that's the promise that has been fulfilled and will be fulfilled in the future also when we join him in heaven. The third is he paved the way for the Holy Spirit, because he has promised his disciples and to each one of us that he will send the Holy Spirit. So that Holy Spirit is empowering. That Holy Spirit is energy. That Holy Spirit is vibrant in our lives. He will guide us, enlighten us. He will show us the will of God to each one of us. So let us today reflect on these three events that have taken place, and then also contemplate and reflect what it means to our lives, the ascension of our Lord. Now He has gone to heaven. There are a couple of things that we need to reflect upon also. After He left, He didn't leave us alone. He is still very vibrant among us. He is still visible before our sight. He left us the Blessed Sacrament, where He appears as He is in the Blessed Sacrament. So when we receive Him, we recognize that He is fully present among us. He is still active in our lives. The second is, He also sent us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to guide us, to enlighten us. You know, whenever we want to make any decision in our lives, to involve the Holy Spirit, to give us knowledge, to give us wisdom. So He guides us, illuminates our ways, our path. So this is the promise, and this is the fulfillment, and this is what the expectation was from the beginning, after what will happen after the ascension of our Lord. So let us focus today in a special way. He has sent us the Holy Spirit. And how many times do we think and reflect upon the Holy Spirit and invoke the Holy Spirit to overwhelm us, to enlighten our hearts and minds? Especially in today's world, my message, especially, you know, for the young boys and young girls, how many times do you think or aware yourselves the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life? Because St. Paul tells us, we are the temple of Christ. Our body is holy. We are sanctified by the Holy Spirit. So whatever comes to our mind, whenever we want to make any decision in our lives, to involve the Holy Spirit, to guide us, to enlighten us. You know, we are involved in so many things, but you know that happiness, that joy is not eternal. It comes and it fades. But the true joy, the true happiness comes from the Holy Spirit, when we feel His presence in ourselves. And let us pray also for the whole world, that the Holy Spirit may touch the heart and mind of all human beings, so that humanity and human beings may always strive to search for what the Lord wants, the will of God. And that will of God is love. And that will of God is peace. And that will of God is prosperity for all human beings. St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, says, if Christ was not raised, our faith is worthless and our preaching is worthless. And he was so confident that Christ was raised, and He sent us the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit must be felt by each one of us to prepare us for eternal life, for that promise to be fulfilled. And today, especially this month of May, is dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And last week, here in the school, the children honored the Blessed Mother by crowning ceremony, as you have seen in front of you, as you sit in front of you today. And today, it is the Feast of the Mothers, it's a Mother's Day, and it coincides the Blessed Virgin Mary, a Mother of God, Mother of us all. So we see mothers as we see the Blessed Mother in our eyes. So let us pray in a special way for mothers, because they have been filled with the Holy Spirit and continued that mission and that ministry of Christ by bringing life to this world. Life that God has given. So they are sharing that mission and ministry of Jesus, you know, bringing life and taking care of that life. So let us pray for them, and let us pray also ask the Blessed Mother to continue for our mothers, that they may always be filled with the Holy Spirit and become also, as they are always, good example and pillars of the family, Amen.